It's a Friday fish fry at Riverside Grill, downtown Durant. First free throw was good. And next free throw on the way is no good. And rebounded by Hayden. Panthers still up by one, 27-26. And so across the timeline comes Hurlburt. Hurlburt now over to Olmstead. Olmstead back to Hayden. Hayden now over to Weber. Weber cross-court pass to Olmstead, right corner. Now to Hurlburt, right wing. Hurlburt looking for a cutter. Here comes the trap. But over to Olmstead now, right corner. Bounce pass inside to Hayden. Hayden back out to Bates. Bates, right wing. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt tries to drive inside now. Outside to Hayden. Hayden scores up. Three ball on the way. Shot rims out. No good. But Weber with the rebound. Over to Hayden. Hayden now to Olmstead. Olmstead, right wing. Three ball. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Stasek. Three on one break. He'll keep it himself. Puts it up and in. And the Cardinals now lead by one. 28-27. And Hurlburt across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Hurlburt. Top of the key now. Back over to Olmstead. Bounce pass inside to Hayden. Hayden's shot is blocked from behind by Wolf. It'll stay Panther ball. Hurlburt to inbound it. Out to Bates. Bates now over to Weber. Weber to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now tries to drive inside, does a spin move. Now he'll stop, gets triple teamed. Head fake shot, short, no good. Rebounded by Wolf. And back the other way now comes the Cardinals. Wolf now. He'll go into the lane. Spin move blocked by Bates. And back to Hayden. Hayden to Hurlburt. 28-27 Cardinals. And so now Hurlburt over to Olmstead. Olmstead works off the screen. 15-footer shot up off the back of the rim. No good. Stasek with the rebound on the far side. Over to the right wing now. Now he'll retreat back. He won't take the three. Hands it off now to Bauer. Back to Robilia. Robilia inside to Wolf. Wolf now. Cross-court pass to Stasek. Can't take the three. Head fakes. Now he'll drive in. Does a spin move. Goes left and right. Blocked by Hurlburt. Hurlburt pushes it up court. Two-on-one break. Puts it up and count it. And the foul. And so it'll be, and so the foul will be on Robilia. And going to the complete the three-point play will be Hurlburt. Panthers now up by one. And so now we got to stop here as the Spring Valley coach is asking for an explanation on the foul. And so Hurlburt now will. Tensions are getting a little high here, and we've got a problem with something. What do we got? Oh. Got water on everything on the ground? Okay. All right, after all of that, how about we shoot a free throw here? Panthers lead by one, 29-28, 12:58 remaining. Excuse me, free throw on the way off the back of the rim. Oh, it went in. Wow, I didn't think that was going to go in. And so Panthers up by two, 30-28. Across the timeline is Stasek. Stasek now will keep it over to Robilia. Robilia on the right wing. Back to Stasek, top of the key. Stasek now to Schmidt. Schmidt now back to Robilia. Robilia inside to Wolf. Wolf can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. And so Hurlburt to inbound it. inbounds it now to Olmstead. And Olmstead now across the timeline over to Saylor. Saylor now back to Hayden, top of the key to Olmstead. Olmstead's pass intercepted. Intercepted by Spring Valley. With the interception was Bauer. Back over to Schmidt now. Schmidt on the right wing. Panthers up by two. To Forster now. Forster looking for a cutter now. Fakes left. Down. Oh, he'll hand it back off to Stasek, top of the key. Stasek now isn't going to be able to take the three. Back over to Schmidt, right wing. Schmidt now hands it back off to Forster. Forster squares up. Long three ball on the way. Short, no good. Loose ball, and coming up with it is Schmidt. Now another real long three. Shot, no good. Rebounded by Saylor. Whistling a foul. Foul will be on number five, will be on Forster. Timeout, Spring Valley, 30-28. Panthers lead with 11:39 remaining here in the game. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning services online at goodrichfh.com. Alcivia Co-op, your certified Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor, is Alcivia Co-op. Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. And Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit adventhealth.com for more information. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for their support. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight at tonight's game. We have fans waving across to other fans across the way. It's like I'm trying to figure out who they're waving to. All right. The timeout is, I think, done. Here we go. And again, Panthers lead by two, 30-28. Weisenbeck is in now for the Panthers. He'll inbound it. And inbound it to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now across the timeline. Hurlburt now kicks it back out to Olmstead. Olmstead over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck to Hayden. Hayden left wing. Back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now. Cross-court pass to Weisenbeck on the right wing. And now to Olmstead. Olmstead, top of the key, will try to split two defenders. Can't do it. And loses the ball. And then another. And lost the ball. And now we get a whistle and a foul. And they'll call it on Spring Valley. They're going to call it on Forster? Yep, okay. And so Weisenbeck to inbound it. Oh, Olmstead's been able to stay out there with that ankle. He's had some pretty tough spills out there. Been a very physical game tonight. Weisenbeck now to inbound it to our right. Inbounded to Saylor. Saylor's pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Wow, what a nice dive by Bartko. It'll stay Panther ball. Panthers lead 30-28. Out to Hayden. 11 minutes remaining in the game. As now back to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck right wing. Weisenbeck over to Hurlburt. Now to Olmstead. Olmstead to Saylor. Over to Weisenbeck. Right corner. Three ball. Shot's good by Weisenbeck. And quickly back the other way now. Forster on the right wing. Over to Bauer. 33-28 Panthers. Now inside to Bartko. Bartko. Bounce pass now to Schmidt. Schmidt drives in from the left wing. Puts up the shot under. Lays it. No good. Rebounded by Hayden. To Olmstead. To Saylor. Saylor up and over. Lays it. Whistle and a foul. He'll go to the line for two. Foul will be on number 23. And that's, or 32 rather. That'll be on Bauer. And so thank you to Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts. It is tax time. Call Sundstrom & Company at 672-4425 to schedule that appointment today. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, your Whirlpool appliance dealer. With installation and service, downtown Durand. First free throw, no good. and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Next free throw on the way by Saylor is good. 34-28 Panthers. As Stasek now will bring it across the timeline for the Cardinals. And nearly lost the ball, and but gets it back in control. And a shot put up short, no good. Rebounded by Saylor. Saylor quickly back the other way. 2-on-1 break. Oh, offensive foul. And so we'll go back to the Cardinals now. Bates coming in for Hayden. (laughs) 10-13 remaining in the game. 34-28 Panthers. And so now Stasek across the timeline. And top of the key now over to Bauer. To Stasek. Stasek now will... Head fakes, now drives inside, kicks it back out to the corner. Three ball on the way, shot no good. Tip, rebounded by Bartko. Ticks, kicks it back out, top of the key. Three ball, shot's good by Bauer. 34-31 now, Panthers. Over to Hurlburt. And Hurlburt now across the timeline for the Panthers. Leading by three. And he loses the ball. Knocked out of his hands. It'll stay Panther ball. And so Hurlburt to inbound it to our right. And Hurlburt now. Looking. Still looking. Better hurry. Over to Weisenbeck now. Weisenbeck drives in. Puts up the shot. No good. And loose ball. And still a loose ball. Saylor comes up with it. And a travel called on the Panthers. Saylor's on the ground. And so now Stasek across the timeline. Stasek now tries to drive in, kicks it back out over to Bartko. Bartko now back to Bauer. Bauer, top of the key, inside to Stasek. Puts up a shot off the back of the rim. No good. Tip. Gets his own rebound. And back over to Bartko. And he goes out of bounds. Couldn't stay in bounds. It'll go back to the Panthers. Panthers lead by three, 34-31, 8:58 remaining. Inbounded now to Hurlburt. Hurlburt across the timeline. Hurlburt now goes around one defender. Back over to Weisenbeck. Three ball on the way. Shot's good by Billy Weisenbeck from the left corner. And Stasek now across the timeline for the Cardinals. Setting up the offense. Now he head fakes. Now he steps back out. He'll put up the three ball. Shot's good by Stasek. He was setting up Hurlburt for that. 34-37. Panthers still lead. Approaching the eight-minute mark. Olmstead to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck left corner. Back out to Olmstead. Olmstead to Bates, top of the key. Now to Saylor. Saylor. Right wing to Olmstead. Top of the key. Head fakes the three. Splits two defenders. Puts up a shot. Whistling a foul. He'll go to the line for two. Foul will be on Bauer. Jamison Bauer for the Cardinals. The line for two is Olmstead. Thank you to Adams Super Service here at Napa Certified Gold Car Care Center, downtown Durand. With loaner vehicles available while they fix your vehicle. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider. Durand, free throw on the way is good. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness access downtown Durand. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. Please thank all of our sponsors as they make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. First free throw was good. Free throw on the way, no good, and rebounded by the Cardinals. So Stasek will bring it up across the timeline now for the Cardinals. And he'll Get it around to Wolf now. Wolf over to Schmidt. Schmidt now back to Bauer. Bauer, three ball, shot no good. And Stasek comes up with it. Stasek now over to Robilia. Robilia over to Bauer. He'll drive in. 15-footer on the left baseline. No good. Rebounded by Herbert. 38-34 Panthers. And across the timeline comes Herbert now. Herbert over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now looking for a cutter. No one there. Now to Hayden, who's back in for the Panthers, to Almstead. Almstead to Herbert. Inside to Bates. Bates left baseline. Tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Has to kick it back out to Hayden. Hayden now over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now works off the screen. Now to the right wing. Outside to Hayden. Hayden scores up. Long three ball. Whoa! Grady Hayden, holy cow, from downtown. And across the timeline come the Cardinals. Panthers lead 41-34. Wolf now has to kick it back to the outside. Bauer, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bates to Almstead. Approaching the 6.5 minute mark left in the game. Over to Weisenbeck now. Oh, Weisenbeck, I thought that would have been a foul, but they don't call it. To Hayden. Hayden fakes the three. Now to Almstead. To Hurlburt. Back to Hayden. Hayden on the left wing. Hayden over to Almstead back at center now to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck left wing. He's going to try and drive inside. Nope, back out to Hayden. Hayden on the right wing. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt backs inside to Hayden. Hayden, they cut him off just as he was going to try to drive in. To Weisenbeck, back to Hayden, left wing. Hayden now to Almstead now. Almstead, cross-court pass to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck over to Hayden. Panthers lead 41-34 down to the 5:40 mark. Over to Almstead. Well, you can applaud all you want that you got good defense, but they're salting away the clock here. Hurlburt now. Whistle, foul. Foul is going to be number 25, Schmidt. And going to the line now for the 1-1 will be Hurlburt. 5:30 remaining. Umstead's going to come out. Weber's coming back in. So Hurlburt down to the line for the 1-1. Boy, this first one's going to be real important. Panthers up 41-34. First free throw on the way is good. Excuse me. All right, next free throw on the way from Hurlburt. And it's good. He makes them both. So 43-34, Panthers. 5:29 remaining in the game. Stasek now across the timeline. Timeout, Spring Valley. 5:26 remaining. Panthers leading 43-34. Thank you to Jerry Bear & Sons with custom-made feed for livestock from Hubbard Feeds, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Bauer Built Tire with over 80 years experience. Let Bauer Built take care of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call for an appointment, 672-8300, or visit them online at bauerbuilt.com. The Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom, it's The Cottage, downtown Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repair, it's The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Durand Fresh Market. Download the new app for even more savings. Visit freshmarketwy.com for more information. And Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers, downtown Durand. Rhonda's bonded and insured. Give them a call at 672-8093 or visit her online at numbersareus.com. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting these broadcasts. Without their support, we wouldn't be here tonight. So thank you to all of our sponsors. All right. So the timeout's done. It is Cardinal ball. Panthers lead 43-34. 5:26 remaining. And so inbounded now to Stasek. And he'll come across the timeline to Wolf now. Wolf to Stasek. Stasek now to Bauer, right wing. Cross-court pass now to Robilia. Robilia, left wing. And around the horn we go now over to Schmidt. Schmidt now to Stasek. Stasek scores up. Three ball. Shot short. No good. Rebounded by Bates. And back to Weisenbeck. Nearly intercepted, but Weisenbeck comes up with it. Timeout Panthers as Weisenbeck was in trouble. And so we'll take a timeout here with the Panthers still leading 43-34. Thank you to Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, where the hog sale going on now through March 31st. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, for more information. 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Visit WWT.coop and the Rooster Tail Grill. Visit the Rooster Tail Grill for the daily specials. Taco Tuesday, Wing Wednesday, Friday Fish Fry. The pizza specials tomorrow at Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. So Weisenbeck to inbound it. Right to our right. Looking, and out to Hayden at center. Over to Weber now. Weber now to Bates. Bates right wing. Over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now to Hayden. Hayden now. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt right wing. Approaching the 4:30 mark. Staying on the outside. Weisenbeck to Hayden. Hayden left wing. Back to Bates, top of the key. Over to Hayden now. Hayden to Hurlburt. And Hurlburt now back to Hayden. Nearly lost it. This is a danger playing stall ball, though. Got to have some type of offense here. Over to Weisenbeck. Head fakes the three from the right wing. Over to Hayden. Hayden now. Back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now to Bates. Bates now back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt comes down to the right wing. And it's out of bounds. And it'll stay Panther ball. Well, down to 3:46. No, I think Olmstead's coming back in. Okay, Weisenbeck's coming out. All right. Panthers lead 43-34. All right, here we go. Bounce pass to Weber. Weber inside to Hayden. Hayden up and in. Oh, I think they caught him a little flat-footed there on that inbound. And across the timeline now over to Stasek. 45-34, Panthers. 3:30 remaining in the game. Back to Stasek. But Spring Valley can... Uh-oh, look out, loose ball. Oh, but what a save back to Robilia. Robilia and Stasek's up limping. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip. Wow, what a save to Stasek. Three ball. Shot's good. Holy cow, what a save by Bartko. Over to Weber. Weber to Hayden. Hayden across the timeline. 45-37 now, Panthers lead. To Weber. Whistle. Foul. Foul will be on 25 Schmidt, his fourth. Going to the line for the 1-and-1 now will be Weber. 3 minutes remaining. And so, free throw on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded now by Bauer. Bauer across the timeline for the Cardinals. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And Olmstead with the rebound. Whistle foul. Foul will be on Bartko. 1-1 for Olmstead. Well, it's his first one is the most important one, so you get the second shot. 45-37, Panthers lead, 2:51 remaining. Free throw on the way is no good. And rebounded by Schmidt. And three ball on the way, partially blocked. Loose ball on the floor, scramble for it. And it'll be a jump ball. It'll stay Spring Valley ball. And so Stasek to inbound it to our left. 2:39 remaining. Inbounded quickly to Bartko. Left corner. Bartko now over to Stasek. Stasek now gets it outside to Robilia. Robilia to Stasek. Stasek, they're trying to set up the three. Stasek gets it outside now over to Bauer. Bauer now kicks it back out. Three ball on the way by Robilia. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden to Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Olmstead. Olmstead bomb to Bates. Bates off to Weber. Weber up and in. Wow! And back the other way. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded. Loose ball. And coming up with it is Olmstead. How did he come up with it? To Weber. Oh, whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Bartko, his third. Going to the line for two now is Olmstead. Panthers lead by 10, 47-37. 2 minutes remaining in the game. Our Bowerville Panther postgame show coming up. Talk with Coach Radetzky. We're going to also have a chance to talk with Coach Terpstra. First free throw is good. As well as they celebrated, they honored Coach Terpstra tonight. 33 years, 29 of them supporting Durand Athletics. So we're going to talk with Coach Terpstra as well. And free throw on the way is good. Two big three throws by Olmstead, 49-37 Panthers, a minute 59 remaining. Across the timeline comes Stasek. Stasek kicks it back out to Robilia. Robilia now over to Bauer. Back now to Robilia, top of the key. Now over to Stasek. Stasek's going to drive in. Puts up a tough shot, up and in. Whistle timeout. Timeout Spring Valley, 49-39 Panthers lead. Minute 43 remaining in the game. Think at O'Galley Cheese Factory. Meat and cheese trays available for any type of get-together. Don't forget about the homemade pizza from O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. Martin Transport. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And the Cell Block. Visit the Cell Block for the Friday fish fry on Fridays with the all-day soup and salad bar. Ryan Sports Shop, downtown Durand. For all of your fishing needs, don't forget about the 24-7 Bait and Tackle Center from Ryan Sports Shop, downtown Durand. And Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West Durand, providing clarity to your financial picture to help you navigate toward a more prosperous future. Visit HeikeWealth.com for more information. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Don't forget this weekend we have the Daytona 500. Sunday afternoon at 12:30. And so Olmstead to inbound it now. It's a bomb to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now over to Weber. Weber bounce pass inside to Bates. Bates up and in. And quickly back the other way. Shot put up and in by Bartko. Over to Olmstead now. Olmstead cross court pass to Weber. Weber over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt over to Olmstead. Olmstead to Hayden. Minute 16 remaining. Over to Weber. Whistle. Foul. Foul will be on Stasek, his third. And going to the line now for two is Weber. Minute 14 remaining. Panthers up by 10. Panthers have the double bonus. And so Weber now, first free throw on the way is good. And free throw on the way is good. He makes them both. So quickly back the other way is Stasek. Panthers lead 53-41. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip, 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 tip. Tip back to Hayden. Whistle, foul. Foul will be on number 10, and that's going to be on Robilia. And so going to the line will be Hayden. A minute two remaining. Panthers up 53-41. Thinking of Beeves Restaurant, Plum City. Visit them for breakfast, lunch, dinner, daily and weekly specials as well. Visit Beeves' Facebook page for more information. Duran Napa Farmers. Visit Duran Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, parts, and more to keep the equipment running on the farm from Duran Napa. Riverside Grill, downtown Duran. Don't forget, tomorrow is the Prime Rib Saturday, the Chicken Special Sunday from Riverside Grill, downtown Duran. First free throw was good. Free throw on the way. Rims out, no good. Rebounded by Stazic. Quickly across the timeline come the Cardinals. 54-41 Panthers. Stazic kicks it back out. Three-point on the way. Shot, no good. Tip, 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 back over to Hurlburt. Loose ball, still a loose ball. And they get it back out to Stazic on the steal. Three ball. Shot's good by Stazic on a fadeaway three. Timeout, Spring Valley. 40 seconds remaining. 54-44 Panthers. Thinking of Anibus Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer. Anibus Silo, Highway 25, Durant. Provisions Health. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And also Goodrich Funeral Home. Your authorized location for monuments from Lifetime Memorials, called the Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand, for more information. Coming up, our Bowerville Panther postgame show. Talk with Coach Radetzky. We're going to talk with Coach Terpstra as well. Preview our next broadcast. Maybe get some scores on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. 40 seconds remaining. Panthers up by 10. All right. So Hurlburt to inbound it. Inbounds it to Weber. Weber back to Hurlburt. To Bates. Over to Olmstead. Back to Weber. Weber gets fouled. Foul will be on 10. That's going to be on Robilia, his fourth. So Weber to the line for two with 32 seconds remaining. Well, got to make the free throws here. Simple as that. Also, with the NASCAR kicking off this weekend, we'll have the United Rentals 300 Xfinity Series race tomorrow. That'll start at 3:30. First free throw, no good. Next free throw on the way by Weber is good. He makes the second one to make it 55-44. Over to Stazic. And across the timeline now to Robilia. Robilia back to Stazic. 25 seconds remaining. Squares up. Three ball on the way. Partially blocked. And Olmstead with the rebound. Gets it over to Hayden. Whistling a foul. Foul will be on Stazic. And so now Hayden to shoot two with 17 seconds remaining, 55-44. Panthers lead, and free throw on the way is good. And free throw on the way is good. He makes them both. Saylor comes in for Olmstead. Also coming in for the Panthers now, Brady Weber for Bates. Panthers leading by 13 with 13 seconds remaining. 17 seconds away from clinching at least a share of the Dunn-St. Croix Conference title. And across the timeline is Stazic. Stazic has the ball knocked out of his hands. They're going to say it's off of him. Are you really? I think they're going to talk about this. All right, they changed the call. And so inbounded to Stazic. Now, Stazic across the timeline. Back to Stasek now. Right wing, puts up a long three, shot, rims out, no good, gets his own rebound, kicks it back out to Bauer. Bauer, three ball, shot, no good, that's the game. And your Durand Panthers have clinched a share of the Dunn-St. Croix Conference boys basketball title with a 57-44 win tonight over Spring Valley. Coming up, our Bowerville Panther postgame show being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. It's Durand Panther boys basketball on WRDN.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Durand Panther Sports broadcast on WRDN. Time now for the Bowerbilt Panther postgame show, brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, with locations in Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
And welcome back to Durand High School, where tonight the Durand Arkansas Panthers defeat Spring Valley 57-44 in boys basketball. Let's run down scoring tonight for the Panthers. Parker Olmsted had 9 on the night. Luke Weber had 7. Blake Saylor had 6. Billy Weisenbeck had 6. Grady Hayden had 10. Ethan Hurlbert had 15, and Dane Bates had 4. With the win, the Panthers do clinch at least a share of the Dunn-St. Croix Conference title. They do have to just win next week to have the title outright, but they are now 12-1 in the conference, 19-4 overall. For Spring Valley, Stasek had 16 on the night. Forrester had 3. Robelia had 5. Bartko had 3. Schmidt had 7. Bauer had 6. And Wolf had 4. With the loss, the Cardinals fall to 10-3 in the Dunn-St. Croix, 17-6 overall. A very, very, very physical game tonight by both these teams. And it will be very interesting to talk with Coach Radetzky tonight here about his thoughts on this game here and how physical it was. We're also going to have a chance to talk with Coach Terpstra as well, as they recognized him tonight. And so we're looking forward to doing that as well here coming up during our Bowerville Panther postgame show. We'll look and see if we have some scores right now on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. From earlier tonight, Lewiston Altura defeated Wabasha Kellogg 72-53. It was Goodhue defeating Schaefer 72-57. That again in boys basketball as well. Other games on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard tonight: New Richmond at Rice Lake, that in girls hoops. Elma Pepin at Lincoln. Lewiston Altura at Wabasha Kellogg, again in girls basketball. Colfax at Glenwood City in boys hoops. Menominee at River Falls in girls basketball. Elk Mound at Elmwood Plum City, that in boys basketball. Lake City at Cannon Falls in boys hoops. And Boyceville at Mondovi, also in boys basketball tonight. Baldwin Woodville is at St. Croix Central in boys hoops as well. So those are some of the we have a halftime score. Red Wing leading Austin 32-28. All right, so Durand Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky joins us. Coach, wow, that was a physical game. Holy cow. I guess Parker's ankle's okay. He played a lot.
He did, and he gutted it out. He kind of rolled his other ankle a little bit, a little tweak there at one of those falls he had. But, yeah, he really gutted it out tonight for us, and real impressed on how he could play after you know, a week ago today is when he had that bad sprain. So hats off to him. I mean, he did a really good job defending. You know, that they have their big shooters, Bauer and Stashik, and he was guarding one of them, and he did a really good job knowing where he's at, fighting through screens with that bad ankle, and then handling the ball for us and under their kind of pressure. So in a big physical game. And he gets up and gets those big rebounds. He's all over the place, so nice performance by him.
In the very beginning of the game, you know, we kind of talked about it. Mondovi did this to the Panthers. We're going to pack it inside because you can't make it outside, and that's what was happening early in this game. We weren't making those outside shots.
Yeah, we really couldn't get it going for us from the outside. I mean, Blake Seiler came in, knocked one down, and then he had a steal layup. That was kind of a big run for us in that stretch when we got down nine. So him coming off the bench, giving us that little spark, was huge in the first half.
Big, and again, a very, very physical game, just like the game against Mondovi. But wow, they were really trying to set up that three. You could just see how they were trying to set up threes, and then it went cold for them in that second half. Do you think they just ran out of their legs?
It seemed like they ran out of gas because they had to work a lot. They had some possessions where they really had to work, and our guys are working on defense, but, you know, when they're doing that and then they got to defend us, that can take some legs out. I thought Grady Hayden did a great job on their big. It kind of nullified him. You know, he wasn't a big factor in a good stretch of the game because he was able to body him out, and he got a lot of rebounds. I'd be interested to see how many rebounds Grady had. So I thought he did a great job on the defensive end. And Billy Weisbeck came in a great stretch there, had those two threes each corner pocket, knocking them down. So I thought that was great. Another guy off the bench that sparked us there to stretch our lead out to 10. Just a really nice all-around team game there.
Well, again, you've clinched at least a share.
Yep, got the share.
Of the conference title. Just got to win the game next week. Congratulations,
Coach. All right,
Coach.
Thank you.
That is Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky on the way. We hope to as well talk with Coach Barry Terpstra. Now, he's with grandkids at the moment, and this, so I might be totally forgotten here, but we're hoping to have a chance to talk with Coach Terpstra as well. And we'll also wrap up, give you our next broadcast as well. We'll tell you about that here coming up. That's all on the way here on the Bowerville Panther postgame show, being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball here on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School, where the Panthers win tonight 57-44. I'm going to see if I can't. Oh, they had special T-shirts made. Coach Terpstra's family had some special T-shirts made. So they're putting it on them right now. We hope to see if I can get his attention. Let's see if I can't. I'll just keep kind of waving. All I need him to do is turn around, and he'll see me.
Randy.
Well, they're going to take another picture here. Their family members are taking some pictures, so we'll try and get another one of those. And really wanted to talk with Coach Terpstra. We'll see if we can't do that here before we sign off for the night. He's done so much for Durand, Arkansas athletics over the years. And all right, so they got another pitcher. Well, now he's got all the he's got the wife and all of the daughters and all of that now too. So So they're going to take another pitcher. We'll wait a couple minutes here. Our next broadcast will be coming up next Thursday, by the way. The Panther boys will try to win the outright Dunn St. Croix Conference title as well, as they will be taking on Boyceville here at Durand Arkansas High School. We'll have that game for you on Thursday night of next week, 7 o'clock with the Advent Health the Panther preview, and 7:15 with the tip-off. All right, so still taking a few more pitchers here, and hopefully then we can – they'll be done with that. Are they all done with that? I think so. So now I just got to – I got to do something. Oh, no, now they're going to do another one. Well, coming up, we're going to have the United Reynolds 300 here coming up on tomorrow, the Xfinity Series race from the Daytona 500, the Daytona International Speedway. And then on Sunday, it's the Daytona 500, the Great American Race. All right. Now, let's see if he... I'm waving. Oh, good. He saw me. All right. So we're going to get Coach Barry Terpstra to join us right now.
Yeah, I had to get rid of my family.
Well, Coach, the way they were taking pictures with you there, I didn't know if I was going to be able to talk.
Oh, they got kind of crazy with that a little bit. So.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
29 years here with Durand Athletics?
29 with Durand Basketball, yeah.
Wow.
About 28 to be exact. 1 year Mosinee, 4 in Pepin. So.
Okay. Yeah, so. Wow. Now, you've done a lot with football as well, They've recognized you during the football season, and I heard about the Durand special in football that you came up with. So did you have a Durand special for basketball?
I've been trying to get it put in, but he hasn't. We used to run this back in 2099, 2000 with our state tournament team, and been trying to put that lob in, but we don't really have anybody that can elevate to get to put the ball down. So
we have some tall players, but they don't jump very well.
We don't jump and catch very well. So,
but you know, but
been trying. It's been campaigning behind the scenes.
Exactly. Over the years, what's been some of your best memories with working all these kids? I know my daughter, Brianna, she was on, helped with the football team. She just, like a lot of the kids, they just loved you. But what's your memories of working with these kids?
I think about, most of the time that I've been here, it's either been coaching JV, or when I came back, it was C team because I was wanted to go watch my girls play. Mm-hmm. So I tried to make just about as many games as I could with my girls, and that was quite a few, and I put a lot of miles on. But probably some of my best memories. I had some awesome JV teams that went on. I had some great success stories with kids who went from sophomores to, you know, not being all that great to being all conferences seniors. And to me, that's a heck of a compliment seeing that happen.
Well, and you know, all these you know, there were kids, there were adults up here raising their hand. Yeah. I had Terpstra as a teacher.
I look at like this current set of boys, whether it was football or whether here in basketball too, and I had a majority of their parents in class. I coached their parents that they played basketball, even as freshmen, sophomores. I didn't move on from there, but I coached them back in that day too, or little kid camp. So, it's pretty cool hanging around parents' night or after games, and I'm talking with kids I coached or parents I coached a long time ago. And
what's the secret? So, to coaching kids,
you see on the back of my shirt, the shirts that my family made up. You got to have trust. Yeah. Got to believe in the kids. You got to believe in them. And so I guess I put a lot of blind faith in the kids that they're gonna perform and they're gonna come through. You treat them as individuals. You treat them as people, and you try to make. And I guess I could say is the parents here in Durand are awesome. And I'd like to think that maybe the school, maybe me, we had an impact on having great people here. And classy kids love it. And JR hit it on the spot when he talked about what are some of the things that we strive for and we're on the same page. That's what we want. We want classy kids who play hard and learn the game. So
now, in talking with Coach Radetzky, you have apparently a unique ability that you know high school team mascots. So you know, he goes, you could just name one, Brian. I'm like, okay, that's what I really wanted. That's the whole reason I really wanted you. All right, New Berlin West.
They're the Tigers, I believe. No, they're the Lions. No, that's Eisenhower's the Lions.
That's Eisenhower's the Lions.
New Bruin West. You got me on that one.
It's the Vikings.
The Vikings. Oh, that's too bad.
I went to New Bruin, but you knew the Okay.
No, I've been around the state tournament way too many times, watching teams. And actually, New Bruin Eisenhower would have been the team we would have played if we'd have won our game down at the boys' state tourney. So.
Wow. Well, going to New Bruin West, it was a good day when the Lions lost. No matter what it was, even if they were in the state tournament, we were rooting for the other.
They were huge that year. I think they had 2 6-10 kids. So.
Oh, yeah. Parkland Conference. But, yeah, that could happen. Muskego. I'm probably cheating because these are all Southeast Wisconsin schools.
Yeah, this is Muskego. No, you got me on that.
I don't even know it. So you could have made up anything. Thomas going to be too easy.
I tell the kids, I probably know a quarter of the teams, but that's over 100 and some schools. You know, it's like,
wow.
You know, it's just it's just stupid knowledge. I don't know why I can remember that stuff.
But you can't remember the phone number, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember my kids' phone numbers. I just press the dial. So.
There you go. Well, but, Coach, again, congratulations. Hey. It's been, you know, I've always liked to razz you when you've been down there. You know, I tell the refs to throw you out. Have you ever been thrown out of the game? Because I've never seen you get. You know,
did Radetzky put you up to this or not?
No.
That's my wonder. So the answer to that is yes, I did.
Really?
One game. And that was a JV boys game many years ago. And actually, it was on parents' night. But Rod Rosemeyer was a volunteer coach, and he took the team home and won the game for us. So, that was a bad number in the book, and just a few mistakes on my part.
But well, you know,
it cost me.
Sometimes it's just. But and you've done a lot of reffing too. Now I heard. Did you throw Coach Radetzky out of a game?
No, I did not.
Or you gave him a technical.
I might have, yeah.
Okay.
But we also coached again, like you said, we coached against each other one time.
And then
it's sad to say he won me, and he won that game. And
you've reffed.
I've reffed quite a bit.
So that's a hard job. I mean.
That's part of my – I'm looking at – I've thrown out some feelers. I'm thinking about getting back into reffing full time. So you might see me do a varsity game here or there. So.
Well.
That's my – two good knees now. I can actually run
awesome.
A little bit, so that's awesome.
Well, there you go. Well, again, Coach, congratulations again.
Thank you, Brian.
Coach Barry Terpstra again. They recognized him tonight with all of his hard work that he's done for the Durand, Arkansas School District with all of the different athletics, and it's really great to be able to chat with him as well tonight. So congratulations to Coach Terpstra. Well, we hope you enjoyed the game tonight. What a game. Panthers win it 57-44. The JV game wins it. The Panthers win 60-23. The Panthers, all they have to do is win next week against Boyceville, and they will be the sole Dunn-St. Croix Conference champions for 2023-2024. You've been listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Basketball here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins. Have a great evening.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Hammer and a nail, stacking them bales. I'm dog tired by the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to raise some hell. And Jesse's getting ready.
Been working and trying and flirting and dying for an all-night kind of kiss. A country on the boombox, candles on the toolbox. I'm doing everything right. Got the country boy John turned all the way.
Maybe things wouldn't seem the same if you could see what you mean to me. Put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile for me. I put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see. And if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. You're gonna keep walking and you're gonna pass me by. You say you don't need care, but I could always recognize a real goodbye, and I know your heart's not there. We've had our differences, we're still the same. Hear what we want to hear. Now I'm head over heels in the lost and found, it's a crying shame. I thought we made the perfect pair. Put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile, walk that mile for me. I'll put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see. That if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me.
Thank you.
home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There was some